Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Margaret Fontana Media Podcast Show. On today's show, I want to talk about how to use storytelling to connect with your audience. So there are a couple of areas and components in producing any type of content, and the best way to do that is to be authentic and really go through a process of storytelling. So the first thing I want to talk about is really understanding and knowing what you are bringing as far as your values and your mission. So if this is for a company or a brand, you really have to understand what the values and the mission are. And in order to do that, you have to do some research. If you are not maybe, let's say, the owner of the company, maybe you're tasked with building this out. So you really have to find out what it is that really makes everything tick. Now, in working with that, it's really about the style and reflecting the style and the brand guidelines along with what the company is about. So there should really be like a cohesive look. There should be a cohesive mission and value to what you're about to talk about in your storytelling. The second thing is really looking at images and photos that are also aligned with the brand style. And when we talk about brand style, it's about color, it's about different types of images that you're using. It's really about that quality and it's not about quantity. So it isn't about like, let's create graphics and images and things that are super crowded and that maybe don't match. Maybe you're a conservative brand, maybe you're within a conservative industry, or if it warrants you to really be the different visual storyteller and creating graphics and things that match maybe a busier brand or a busier style, then that would be appropriate. So it's really about looking at those images and photos that you're using and aligning them with your brand style. The third thing is really looking into your audience and looking into your consumers, finding out who is your consumer, who's following you, who perhaps if you own a brick and mortar store, who comes to your store, who's on your email list. What is it about your consumer or your audience that you know are following you or they're coming and buying a service from you? What are those elements? And a lot of times those are broken down by the demographics. Maybe it's the age. You look at your age bracket. You look at the type of products they're asking for or buying from you or interested in when you talk about them. So you really have to look at what resonates with the audience, with your consumers. And a good way to do that is to really look at your analytics. Look at what information or data you have from perhaps maybe something that you're collecting from your customer, something, you know, that they're okaying for you to know about what it is that they want from you or why they follow you or why they buy from you. And that also means online. So that could also mean like, why are they liking your brand and why are they there? Are they seeing something that they like? So the last thing I want to add here is to actually tell the story. So as humans, we ultimately want to connect with one another. And I know we're on so many digital platforms and it almost like adds layers of disconnect. But in a sense, I think why we are all on social media is to really connect. So it's about really developing your authentic story. Tell me why you created your business. Tell me what's behind the business. Who are you in the business? Maybe you're the social media person. Maybe you're the CEO. Maybe you're the brand. Maybe you're the personal brand. So a lot of times people really connect with the human side of the story. So it's important to really be just real and authentic. And usually, you know, as I have found through what I see online and what I've done for other companies and brands, it's really being achieved through how you write something. So if I'm putting up a photo about my background or my story, and it's really about how I'm writing it, and it's about how descriptive I am about myself, and it's about those captions. It's about using adjectives. This is where your grammar school learnings come back into play, and it's about using words that really help someone feel like they're in the moment with you. So it's about that, you know, and you might not be a great writer, but there's so many tools out there that can actually help you put those types of things together, those type of sentences, those type of captions, maybe paragraphs. It just depends what you're putting together for your story. Another element, and we talked about it, was actually those photos and images, but it's really getting those photos and images the way that captures the true story. So sometimes you might have a budget to have someone come in and do photos or videos for you, but it's important for you to actually talk about what you want out of those photos and videos. So if you hired a videographer, if you've hired a photographer, you got to really talk to them and say, you know, here's a little bit about my brand, or give them more insight and story before they come on the set or before they come to your company or wherever it is that they're working with you from, and give them a little background about what it is you want these photos to convey. And you know that saying, it's like a picture's worth a thousand words. Very true. So you want to really always aim for quality. And there's no bad thing about doing double takes, about redoing photos. Sometimes, you know, it's better to leave all the bad things on the floor, and always don't be afraid to do the double take. You know, always go for the better picture, the better video, the better caption, the better sentence. Don't be in too much of a rush. Take your time and develop great content. And this is how your story gets told. So this is how you connect with your audience. So if you're just joining, this was about how to use storytelling to connect with your audience. I went through about four different elements to really get that whole element together. You can actually check this out on my Instagram and on LinkedIn. I have a quick video slideshow happening right now, and I'll leave it up there. And if you have any thoughts, comments, and I would appreciate if you could leave me a review on iTunes, hit a couple of those stars. This way I can get bumped up on the iTunes, feature. And so if there's anything else, please do feel free to connect Margaret at margaretfontana.com. Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.